Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have got a great 3 hours for you. There's a lot happening. Just had breaking news with the Lakers. And LeBron James, we'll get to that in a moment. But there's college football. There's NBA basketball. Of course, NFL action. I mean, it's just so much to talk about. Even baseball. And so we'll get into all that and more over the next 3 hours. Make sure you keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Rob Parker, what's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, brother. I am great. It's getting a little chilly out here.
I will admit that. You got a jacket on in the house. I see you. Is that a jacket?
It's like a sweat jacket. Like a sweatsuit. Top of a sweatsuit.
Okay, I got you. Yeah,
It's not quite, you know, like an outdoor jacket.
Right. And you see what I got on here, right?
You got on a t-shirt, but you got on two t-shirts.
Yeah, I got two t-shirts.
Is that Cincinnati Reds?
Nah, just Cincinnati, you know.
Okay, I love Cincinnati. You know, I lived in Cincinnati as a kid.
I know. I'm all over it.
You're
all about Cincinnati. But I'm fretting. I do want to say this. I'm fretting. Tonight I find out whether or not I got to do jury duty. I'm fretting it. I don't know.
Have you come up with your story?
I'm trying to figure it all out. You know what I mean? Like,
hey,
it's your
duty as an American citizen, Rob Parker.
But yeah, but you don't want a guy like me. I'm a reporter, Chris. We're not supposed to be on jury duty. That's for Joe Regular, who works at the coffee shop.
What have you on jury of your peers?
No, I know, but
it might be a brother that needs you on that jury. It might be another reporter or
broadcaster. You don't want him to
be
a part of the news media, do you?
It might be somebody who's rich like you.
No,
you got Louis Vuitton seats and all that. Like, I mean, you know.
No.
You're somebody's peer, so.
You know, like, I don't know. I got to call tonight and figure it out. I don't know. I always feel like I get it. You're right. There is a civic duty of it. But,
yeah, man. You're an American citizen. Value that right.
Oh, God.
It's what makes our democracy great.
I already know by opening my mouth, I'm going to get picked because I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just kept it to myself and prayed on it that it wasn't going to happen. But we'll see. But it is a trash talking Tuesday, and I will trash the courts if they pick me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who'd you trash on Deadspin?
So I trashed all those people, NFL experts, who put the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
They did a good job with the video, too. Go check it out at deadspin.com. All right.
Okay. We'll do that. All right. We got a great show, as I said. We got Shekel City at the end of the hour. Ephraim Salaam, the outspoken one, will join us at the bottom of the hour. It's always a lot of fun. And we got the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is back
after his vacation day.
Was he sick or was he just on vacation yesterday?
Come on, man.
I never know with Rob G. You were sick, Rob G?
Something like that, yeah.
You feeling better?
I am. Thank you for asking, Greg.
Good.
Yeah, he took care of his civic duty and wound up getting sick, so he's all right now.
All right, we got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Also, a rock and roll Tuesday, so let's see how deep in the crates he goes. And Steve DeSager on the updates. All right, Rob, news of the day, and it just broke. It's funny to even call this a big game. This shows you where the Lakers are. But it was a big game tonight, and it is a big game tonight. Still, they face the Sacramento Kings. Yeah. That's how bad it's been for the Lakers.
Yeah, but you remember
Sacramento's a big game.
When Sacramento came to L.A. and beat them.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it, double or triple overtime? I'm forgetting now.
Double? I want to say triple, but I'm not sure. But it was overtime. It was multiple overtimes.
I mean, the Kings scored 147 points. I couldn't believe that score.
But they scored 41 in like the last 15 minutes. I mean, the Lakers can't keep anybody in front of them because they're old.
Right.
And speaking of the Lakers, though, they are without Rob. And he's already missed 11 of the 22 games.
Half the season so far.
Their best player. He is their best player. We thought, Rob, it'd be Anthony Davis by this point. But their best player is still LeBron James.
Which is sad if you're telling me that.
Anthony Davis, right? Yeah. Nothing against LeBron because it's great that he's still doing it.
But Anthony Davis is a talent.
You should be. Come on. At this point, you should be better than a guy in his 19th year, no matter how great he is historically. But anyway,
100%.
LeBron thrown into the health and safety protocols, Rob. So he will miss tonight's game. And now, of course, LeBron has told us that he's vaccinated. The Lakers have said that they have 100% vaccination. So if that's true, then it means LeBron has COVID.
Right.
So our prayers go out to him and his family because, Rob, and look, fortunately, most of the athletes that have had it, you know, Kevin Durant had it a couple times. I think Bradley Beal have it? Jason Tate, you know, several guys have had it and really been, you know, it's not been too bad for them, fortunately. Although some, Von Miller said he had a tough bout with it. And Joel Embiid recently, Rob, he was out for 3 weeks. He missed, Rob G, check, 9 games? He missed 9 games with COVID. And Rob, he came back and said that it was terrible. I mean, I'm gonna read the quote that Joel Embiid had.
Some people don't want to believe it, but it affects everybody differently. Chris.
Absolutely,
it's not like a common cold where you know, okay, I'm gonna get a cold, I'll be down for 3 days, and then I'm gonna get back out of it. This could,
I mean, for some people it might be, but for others you just don't know. Like you said, Rob, and look, Joel Embiid, you can say, oh, he's not in shape. Yeah, maybe for an NBA player, he's not in the best shape.
For a regular human being,
he's in tremendous shape. And here's what he said, Rob. That John hit me hard. You know John, that's Philly slang for anything. Right. I mean, literally anything. You can say John for anything. That John hit me hard. I really thought I wasn't going to make it.
Wow.
It was that bad. So I'm just thankful to be sitting here. I struggle with it, but I'm just glad I got over it, and I'm just here. And then he goes on, said, Rob, that he had trouble breathing, which you hear that a lot, and he had headaches worse than migraines.
Wow.
He said the whole body was just done, I guess. It was not a good time. And then when he finally was cleared to play, Rob, he practiced, and he said this, honestly, I didn't think I was going to be able to play tonight. After the workout last night, this was a couple days ago.
Right.
Really couldn't go up and down more than 3 times.
Wow.
I guess to me, it's a miracle I even played this many minutes. This was after the game. He had a great game, 42 points and 14 rebounds.
And let's not forget, during the last year with COVID, don't you remember Carl Anthony Towns from the Timberwolves lost 6 family members? Like 6.
Yep.
I think that's the number, Rob G. Chris, is it 6?
I believe it's 6.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine losing in one year, you lose 6 people in your family to the same disease? Like, couldn't believe it. And Jason Tatum said he had trouble breathing 5 months after he tested positive.
5 months. Wow. And I know he on the court, he had trouble. Like,
and he had to use an inhaler.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and these are obviously, again, people in great health, young people, strapping people. And you see how it's hit them. So first and foremost, and most importantly, our prayers out to LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his family. And then, Rob, look, from a basketball perspective, man, the Lakers and LeBron, they can't catch a break.
No.
They cannot catch a break. And it is what it is. Look, we're all dealing with this. So, Other teams have had lost players, you know, for games to COVID. But the Lakers, Rob, we talked about LeBron. He's missed 11 games going into tonight. So this will be his 12th game in 23. And they have not played well without him. They haven't played very well with him, to be honest.
It's always just, they beat the Pistons the other day by like five. I mean, it's a struggle.
Struggled. They're 11-11. Now, here's the good news for them, Rob. They're only a half game out of the fourth seed. That's how jumbled the Western Conference is. Here's what it is in the West. It's the Warriors and the Suns and everybody else. The Jazz are a little, you know, better than the Pack. But for the most part, it's Warriors Suns who play tonight. That's going to be a great game, Rob.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's everybody else. So the Lakers are in that pack. But, Rob, it just – you talked about it before the season started. It's just so much that has to go right for them. And now it seems even, you know, more so the case.
See, Chris,
that so much has to go right for them that it just doesn't seem like it's meant to be for them.
No, and that was my thing. That was the whole thing. Is like, yeah, on paper it looks good, but too many things. People got to stay healthy.
It didn't even look that good on paper, to be honest.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, name wise,
right.
I mean,
they got four top 75 players.
That's what I'm saying. Like name wise, people are like, oh, look at this collection of talent. But we questioned it from the very beginning whether or not it was a fit, Russell. Westbrook, where he fit in, who was going to defend Chris because they're older.
Yep.
And you said it. They can't keep anybody in front of them. Too many easy baskets in the paint. When you're watching, it's like, dude, is this a layup line?
Right.
Or what? Like, what is
or
happening
open, wide open threes. Like, and we've talked about it, you know, Kerry Kittle's one of our guests for the NBA, an NBA analyst, has talked about, Rob, how nowadays defensively, you got to get out on the floor and cover so much more space. He even said it. Remember once he even said, you used to be able to rest a little bit on defense.
You can't do
you
it.
You know, like, because you're closer to the paint, right? And your guy might not be moving. And so you could get a little breather. But those days are over because the floor is so spread. Even big men have to get out 20 feet from the basket.
Something just came down from Sham, Chris. Did you see it, Sham?
No.
It says that LeBron, Lakers star LeBron James will be sidelined at least 10 days or unless he returns two negative tests in 24 hours moving forward. Wow.
Rob G, is that the rule? So if you have COVID, you're out 10 days.
So he has COVID.
Either 10 days or you're asymptomatic and you return two negative tests 24 hours apart.
But is it at least, what if you do that before 10 days is up?
Then you can come back. We have to be asymptomatic in that regard.
In that one. Okay.
So Shams is saying, no, he's out for at least 10 days.
Or he has the two tests 24 hours apart.
Is that what he's saying, Rob?
Yeah, yes. That's the second part.
So he has it. I mean, he said he was vaccinated, unless he was pulling an Aaron Rodgers and lying to us.
And you know what? I'm going to say this, Chris, and this is not directed at LeBron at all. But, there are people who keep getting it or get it or whatever, and I'm not so sure that everybody who claims they're vaccinated is. I'm skeptical.
We've seen evidence of Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is
he's
probably
the only one we've seen, I believe, right? In pro sports.
Right.
That lied about it.
But it doesn't mean that some of these other guys, Chris, haven't lied. The only difference would be, like, I don't think that they had to show that they were vaccinated, like, right, for the NFL in order to be not in the away from their teammates, you know, the protocol.
Yeah, I mean, depending if you get put in the protocols, it's going to be obvious whether or not you were vaccinated.
Right,
because there's different ones for different, you know, depending on your status.
I'm not convinced that everyone who gets it and then says, well, they say they were vaccinated and then they get it. I'm not convinced that they were all vaccinated. And I know people who are vaccinated can still get it. So I'm not disputing that, Chris.
Right. Right.
But I'm just saying, I think a lot more people are fibbing or lying is the better word about whether or not they're vaccinated.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, and I know here in Jersey, I don't know if it's every state. When I went and got my booster, you know, they plugged my info into a computer. So they should have a computer base, right? Did they do that for you in California? it shouldn't be that difficult to find out who's really vaccinated. I mean, we shouldn't just be, I got my little card, but we should have some type of technology to verify who is vaccinated. So, okay. Anyway, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. All right. Can the Lakers weather the storm? You heard it. LeBron James out roughly 10 days at least. You know, maybe he'll get back a little bit sooner than that if he has two negatives. But it's going to be roughly that amount of time. Can the Lakers weather the storm? And what do you think this does for the outlook for their season? It's championship or bust in the Staples Center or the Crypt.com Center. So what do you think about the Lakers? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got several big NBA games coming up tonight. You got Brooklyn and New York on television. And Brooklyn, you know, obviously they're the better team, but they've had trouble with good teams. Phoenix just went into their building and beat them up. And a few other teams have done the same. New York, obviously not an elite team, but Brooklyn's got to play better. And then you got Golden State and Phoenix as the nightcap and two best teams in the West right now, Rob, if not actually the league by record. So.
Right.
It's going to be a good one. Like you said, we're all looking forward to that. And we are brought to you, of course, by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, your home for live sports. And that means all sports, every game, match, race, and competition. It is always on. Now go and plan your trip at visitlasvegas.com right now to see the best and brightest in Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Can the Lakers overcome all these challenges that they're facing and win a title this year?
All right, let's kick it off with Josh in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
Chris, Rob, appreciate y'all having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
What I want to say is my prayers go out to LeBron and his family. I don't know the severity of the situation, but getting in contact with COVID is always a serious situation. So, but outside of that, this has nothing to do with LeBron with the Lakers winning. LeBron has actually been playing fairly decent basketball since, you know, even in his 19th year, and I'm not a big LeBron fan at all. This is about Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is playing like absolute garbage. And he's been playing like garbage ever since they won that Mickey Mouse ring in the bubble. I think that if he doesn't get his stuff together, instead of talking tough to a 20-year-old and about necessarily or what he ain't going to let happen and all that stuff, he needs to be playing tough on the court, not playing games because of a stomach ache or because of, I don't know, he had something else going on. I forgot what else was going on with him. It's always a thousand different things. Like, he is, to me, he's the best player on the team. But he doesn't play.
Well, he should be. I mean, I can't put him above LeBron right now.
Chris and I.
Chris and I talked
about this after that year that they won the championship. We thought he was going to come back, fire and brimstone, right, Chris? Win the MVP.
You thought it'd take LeBron, him to another level. Yep.
Yes, let LeBron relax during the regular year, win the MVP, and then LeBron and them are ready to try to repeat it. And remember, he was bad from the beginning.
Yep.
Out of shape, didn't play well, and then the injuries started coming. I mean,
It
Rob,
hasn't
he's
been
shooting
right.
20% from 3-point range.
He need to stop it. And LeBron's shooting a lot of threes.
LeBron's shooting 8.5 threes a game. LeBron's, and that's age. You know, Jordan that and Kobe, is. Obviously, as you get older, you shoot the jumper more. And they did it on the post, right, with the turnaround, Jay, and all that. Nowadays, with the way the games change, I guess now you just throw up threes, right?
Right.
That's the equivalent of moving outside. But LeBron's not a great 3-point shooter.
No.
He's streaky.
Right. Sometimes he'll make them like eight in a row and you're like, wow.
Right.
And then he'll have a 1-for-12 night too, yep. Chris. We've seen those.
Absolutely.
Steven, absolutely. In Florida, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steven?
Doing good. Before I say anything, you guys are the best. I love you guys.
Wow.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Where are you in Florida? It's a big state. Where are you?
I'm in Boynton Beach, which is in the beautiful Palm Beach County, by the way.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Nice. All right, what you got?
So I don't think they're going to be able to overcome everything. I kind of see it as similar to the 2007 Miami Heat because in that year, you know, you got, like, a lot of older veterans. You know, Shaq had it, like, all – Shaq and all those other guys had all their –
right after they won that championship.
Right.
I mean, exactly. They were terrible, though.
Exactly. And so these guys are all old, and they – just keep getting injuries. What they should have done was like trade for like maybe Bradley Beal instead of Russell Westbrook. But that's just me.
Yeah. I think they would have loved to have done that. They just couldn't get him. You know,
Buddy Hield, though, they had that.
Buddy
deal
Hield,
on the table.
They could have got. Buddy Hield.
You don't think they have
got.
The assets?
No, I don't think. I don't think Washington would have done it. You know, they're not trying to trade Bradley Beal.
No, actually,
unless you were giving
them
Anthony Davis. Yeah, they right. weren't doing that. They weren't doing that. All right, we got our man Ephraim Salam coming up to talk all things NFL.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We might have to get our next guest some theme song music.
No, it's definitely time.
He's worthy. Yeah, it's
definitely
time. He's a former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, does a terrific job.
He's bringing it,
he's
so we got to get him a
too.
Theme.
Yeah, he's spunky.
Even when I get
a
on
lot,
his case.
But he says it with attitude. You know, he when he's wrong, he says it with bass in his voice, with his chest out. So, you know, you might actually think he's right. But our man Ephraim Salam, what's up, man?
Ephraim.
What's happening, man? I don't know that. I don't know about the I'm wrong a lot part, but okay. I'll take the theme song.
Hey, text Rob G some possibilities, yes. And we'll work it out.
We're definitely going to get you a theme song.
All right, man. Look, there's a lot to get to, obviously, in the NFL. And we can start a number of places. But let's start with Seattle. And we saw them last night. Russell
Terrible.
Wilson, another
Terrible.
Loss. There's a lot of chatter, you know, based on him being upset last year in the offseason and wanting out, or at least potentially wanting out, that this could be his last year in Seattle. Would you, if you're the Seahawks, would you trade him or would you just try to keep him and rebuild around him?
What we've learned in professional sports is when a superstar is ready to go, they're going to do whatever they can to go. So if you're in a position where you can get supreme value for a player, which you can with Russell Wilson, then you got to take it. You got to take advantage of that as a GM and as an organization.
Mm. I'm with well, you.
Anything else? You're gonna find yourself on the short end of a stick.
See, unless he goes full Deshaun Watson and like I'm not playing another snap for this franchise, and he'll be willing to sit out, then I wouldn't do it because they might go another four decades without getting a Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but look what happened this offseason, right? He pretty much gave you a list of places he wanted to go to go play. He was unhappy then. You think he's happier now, especially
– I'm going to make him go there. I'm going to make him go there. If you really want out – because I don't think Russ wants that smoke. You think he wants to damage his image and hold out and, you know, all that stuff? Just like the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers. No, we're going to sit this one out. And he's back playing with him and looking great.
So you got to look at it like this, right? So you look at his lifestyle now. Like, he's not the same cornball Russell Wilson that he was when he came out. And
No, sir.
Right? Like, he got a little bit more swagger to a Sierra, upgraded him to a whole nother level. He's rubbing shoulders with different people.
Right.
Like, he's on a whole nother level mentally. Seattle is not the market to capitalize on that for him.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, like, you got to like, the death of OBJ was him going to Cleveland. Like, right. What?
No.
Like, why did that work? How did that fit?
It didn't.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you about the Rams, Stafford and the Rams. Stafford is now 9-70 against teams over 500 in his career. Three straight losses. You know how hard it is to throw have a pick six in three straight games. Not since Matt Schaub did it in four games. Just tell me, what do you see from Stafford and what's wrong with the Rams' defense? Because they didn't touch Aaron Rodgers. They were down two offensive linemen, the Packers, and they still were able to keep them at bay.
You know what? Sometimes you can buy into the hype, right? Like, they're, 0-2 since they've added two
Von Miller.
Perennial Pro Bowlers, Von Miller and OBJ. And
you think that's related?
No. I don't think it's related. But what I'm saying is, as a team, sometimes you can get comfortable. You can be like, "Oh my God, we're adding these type, this caliber of player, right?" So you're like, "Okay, I know we're gonna get after the quarterback now. Oh, I know we got a downfield threat yet." But the work and the steps it takes to actually get there, it's hard for a player to come in mid-season and be on the same page. Defensively and offensively. It's a little easier for a pass rush because it's basically just line up and go get the quarterback. For a receiver, different terminology, route tree, where do you fit, so-and-so. And what happens is it kind of throws everything off a little bit. Now the quarterback isn't quite used to your cadence, your rhythm. Things are just a little bit different in terms of defensively. They got all the names. They got everybody you want on the defensive side of the ball. They can't stop me and you and Chris, you know, and Rob G. Like, we can go out there and get a first down in a drive. And so sometimes you believe your own press clippings. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes you we're seeing it happen. We saw it happen earlier to Kansas City and earlier to Tampa Bay. Right? Sometimes you can buy into the hype.
Yep, no doubt.
Well, I think that's what's happening with L.A.
The hottest team in the league, or certainly the AFC, is New England. Six straight wins. I'm hearing a lot of talk now that people saying they think they're the best team in the AFC. Where do you stand on that?
I agree. Now, there is no hype coming out of that machine. Right. No hype. All you see is performance. But that's the Patriot way, right? They got a guy in Mac Jones that they brought in the least athletic of any quarterback drafted since probably Tom Brady. But what he does is he'll check the ball down. He'll have a first read that's not there. Ball's going check is being checked down. They're not running RPOs because he's not going to run the ball. Like, they have tailored an offense to fit his specific skill set, and they put him. And I'll tell you what, the biggest thing for the Patriots is the defense. The defense playing the way they are keeps him out of trying to fourth quarter comebacks, trying to catch up. It keeps him comfortable. So now if they do have a three and out, you know, they're not being scored on. So you don't have to come back down 7 or 14 after you have a bad series. What they're doing, if he turns the ball over, if they turn the ball over, the defense stops him.
Right.
Right. So all of that is lending to him getting better and better as the season goes, because things are starting to slow down for him now, right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, because we want to get one more thing in about Pittsburgh and Big Ben and just how ugly that is. Forget about the music during practice or whatever they want. We don't have to get into playing music.
Is somebody going to slap him in the locker room?
I mean, that's so ridiculous. They want to play some rap music during practice. But anyway, help me with – if you're the Steelers and Big Ben, and what do you do? You just ride it out? You're just going to let them play the rest of the year, and that's it? Are they not going to look at Haskins at all? Is Haskins that terrible?
What you know in the locker room is who gives you the better chance. Now, just from Big Ben gives them the better chance. Whether they do anything with that or not, he gives them the best chance. I mean, you can't go off of them as bad as it looked. But guess what? It looked bad. It was last year.
No,
the second
I know.
Half of last year, we were like, yo, this is over. The fact that he begged to come back, took a pay cut, all of that.
Right.
I mean, they had an opportunity to move off Ben last year. They gave him one last swan song.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure this is an hot take because Aaron Rodgers put it out there himself. Aaron Rodgers is eyeing Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's eyeing Aaron Rodgers. That's just what it is. But they're going to ride this out with Big Ben because, look, the Rooneys, that organization, very loyal.
Right.
We know that. Very loyal. So they're going to ride this loyalty until the end of the year and let Big Ben go on and do whatever he needs to do.
All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salaam. When you hear him on here next week, he'll have some theme music. So send those in to Rob G, my man.
All right, Ephraim.
Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate you.
Always.
All right. Peace. All right. Call your bookies. We're taking a trip out to Shekel City. It's been ravaged.
No, I was hot last night. My cheese was hot last night. And my cheese was hot.
But I think it's on the come up. So check it out. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
I was wrong.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, you are tuned in to the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Hey, Chris, last night I was 2-1. I picked the Washington football team plus 1.5 correct. I picked the Magic plus 13.5 correct. And those damn Washington Wizards, they lost to the Spurs. They were minus 3. So 2 out of 3, not
bad. That's an improvement, though.
Yes. But tonight we need a hat trick. I'm going for the hat trick tonight. I'm looking for all 3 games. And the spread has changed in the Lakers-Kings game, and it was the Lakers minus 4, and now it's the Lakers minus 1, Chris, without LeBron.
Oh, they're still a favorite. Is it Staples? It's in L.A.?
No, it's in Sacramento.
Wow, okay.
I'm still taking the Lakers minus 1. It's a revenge game after what the Kings did. The Lakers still have enough talent if they play right. So I'm going to take the Lakers minus 1. The Grizzlies are at the Raptors in Canada. I'm going to take the Raptors minus 3 against the Grizzlies. And the Pistons are on the West Coast at the Blazers. Blazers minus 6.5. I'm going to take the Blazers. So we got Raptors minus 3, Lakers minus 1, and Blazers minus 6.5. And don't forget, we're not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but we will be. And I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. That's it.
I hope that's the law, Rob. Because if it
why
ain't,
are you so bothered by that, Chris?
I'm just because if it's not the law, it's weak.
What?
Say your bets with your chest. Put some bass in your voice when you say
Rob bass.
Don't be all apologetic.
All right.
These are my picks. You need to listen to me and go with them.
Yeah, right. And then when the kids are crying at Christmas because daddy went on a Shekel City parlay, what are you going to do then, Chris? I'm going to send them to the King Foundation for some Christmas toys for Tots. How's that?
All right. All right, Rob, let's move on since we're all in a fun, humorous mood. All right. The Pittsburgh Steelers having a rough go of it. Yeah, and Rob, and you talked about this with Ephraim, you know, do they bench Ben? Look, as bad as it is, they're not out of it, Rob. They're 5-5-1. I'm not predicting they make the playoffs. I'm just saying it's not like they're buried. They're 5-5-1. But anyway, they're coming off a horrific loss to AFC North rival, and which really has been a lopsided rivalry for the most part. But Cincinnati now has the upper hand, and they destroyed Pittsburgh 41-10.
It was
on
ugly.
Sunday. Yes, it was very ugly. It wasn't even that close, probably. But Steelers receiver Chase Claypool, you know, nice receiver. He was asked what could be done to help improve the Steelers practice. And Rob, he said, playing music.
Here's Stop it, Chris.
Here's the quote. I know. It's we have music in the warm-ups and that, so it's fun. People are dancing, having fun. So I think maybe music would make practice much more fun and a little more up-tempo. All right. Now, Mike Tomlin, Rob, was asked about this today. Did you see this?
No.
Because if you didn't, you're going to love it. Oh, you read it. Okay. So anyway, Tomlin's asked about it. Here's his quote. Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is appropriate.
Dude, it's so ridiculous. But Chris, is it playtime or is he working?
Thank you.
It's a job. It's a job. Hello? Is this on? Seriously. Like, it just sounds silly, Chris. You're getting demolished. And you're talking about, let's make practice more fun. How about when you're 10-0, Chris, right, you can do whatever you want.
Thank you.
You want to have a soul train line down the middle of the field? Let's have a soul train line. And for people who don't know what a soul train line is, Google it.
I think everybody knows what a soul train line is. No, but you're right. I mean, Chase, you're better than this. I don't know you from Adam, but you're better than this. You know how I know? Because everybody's better than this. You just got demolished, mollywopped, shellacked. Right. By a division rival, and you want music in practice? Why? Why? I mean, seriously. And here's the thing, too, Rob. Chase Claypool's a second-year player. The Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the most successful franchises in NFL history.
Maybe sports.
They're tied
history.
With the
it's
Patriots. Right, they're tied with the Patriots for the most Super Bowls, which is 6 Super Bowl wins. And you think you as a second-year player on a mediocre team is going to come in and change the culture?
It shouldn't even come out of your mouth, though, Chris. It's a bad – it even sounds bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you – change practice. We need to practice harder. How about that if the reporter asked me that?
How about more line drills, more sprints, whatever?
Right. That would have been my answer. Maybe we should stay for a double session because you know what? The way we played this past week, we didn't even deserve to get our paycheck. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear about, can we have some music? Is Don Cornelius still alive?
I think we should invite Jay-Z to a practice. He's my favorite artist. I mean, maybe it was that. Like, come on, Chase. It is absolutely ridiculous. Now, Cam Hayward, you know, of the Steelers, he said this, Rob, on the radio. I hope he, meaning Chase, was kidding. Because as soon as he said it, I was about to rip the speaker out. That is not what we need right now. Thank you, Cam. And they need to tell him that, too. All right, keep it locked, Odd Couple.